from Montana.
早上好，各位朋友。这是 Hans 从 Montana 带来的一个问候。
It's a real privilege to be connected with you in Sunnyvale, even though I am a far distance from you.
真的是我的荣幸能够跟你在空中相会，虽然和你很远。
And I thank the Lord for the privilege again to share his word with you.
今天很高兴有这个机会跟你分享神的信息。
Today I want to talk on a subject that I think is very relevant and important for our days.
今天我想跟你分享的信息跟我们今天的情形非常相关。
We're going through some difficult circumstances, and this affects our faith.
我们经历一个非常困难的时期，这个会影响我们的信心。
And so I want to talk this morning about how we can build and grow our faith.
所以今天上午我想跟你思想，我们怎么样才能够使我们的信心成长。
So if you have your Bibles, and I hope you have them, will you turn to the book of Habakkuk?
如果你有圣经，请你打开圣经，打开哈巴谷书。
It's in the Old Testament, one of the very last books in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约圣经里面后半段的一本先知书。
And while you're finding it and turning to that passage in the first chapter, I want to give you a little bit of background.
当你在打开圣经哈巴谷书第一章的时候，我想给你一些背景。
I know that you already have studied the book of Habakkuk and have heard about sermons on this, but I want to leave a special emphasis with you this morning.
我相信你在过去已经听过这个哈巴谷的信息，也研读过哈巴谷书，但今天上午我想在信心方面给你一些勉励。
This book was written by Habakkuk, the prophet, and he lived about 600 years before the birth of Jesus.
这本书的作者哈巴谷是在主前600多年的一个人物。
The name Habakkuk has a very special meaning.
哈巴谷这个名字有非常特别的意义。
It means to embrace somebody.
它的意思是拥抱的意思。
And I want to paint a couple of word pictures for you so you can understand what I'm saying.
我想给你画两幅文字的图画。
First of all, there is God who always embraces us.
对，有一位神，他永远在拥抱着我们。
He is like the good shepherd who embraces a little lamb and holds it close to him and to protect it.
他就像一位好牧人，把这个幼小的小羊羔抱在怀里，保护他。
Do you see that picture?
你看到这幅图画了吗？
That's God's relationship to you and to me.
这是上帝对我们的一种亲密的关系。
He embraces us.
他拥抱我们。
I want to paint a second picture.
我想给你画第二幅图画。
And this time it's two men stepping into a wrestling match.
这一幅图画是两个人站上一块地毯，准备开始摔跤的比赛。
And as soon as the signal is given, they reach out with their arms towards each other.
当裁判发出信号的时候，他们就急不可待地冲向对方。
They also embrace each other.
他也拥彼此的拥抱。
But this is not a loving embrace. It's to see who can gain the upper man to defeat his enemy.
但这种拥抱不是一种爱的拥抱，而是一种真敬的，要把对方制服的拥抱。
And both men are trying to win that battle.
两个人都想赢得比赛。
So do you see the two pictures about embracing?
你看到拥抱的两幅文字图画了吗？
This is what the book Habakkuk is really all about.
这就是哈巴谷书全部的内涵。
You read about God embracing Habakkuk.
你读到神拥抱哈巴谷。
But you also notice when you read this book that there is a wrestling match taking place.
但你也可以感受到他们之间有啊、有这种摔跤的这种气氛。
It's a wrestling match between God and Habakkuk.
这是神跟哈巴谷之间的摔跤。
The whole book is about they are discussing and dialoguing and arguing about something.
整本书是关于他们在摔跤，他们在讨论，他们甚至在争论一些事情。
Very much like Jacob had a wrestling match with God. We read about that in Genesis.
这跟创世纪三十二章雅各跟神摔跤的情形非常的相似。
Now, why should there be this match, wrestling match between God and Habakkuk?
为什么在哈巴谷跟神之间会发生这样的摔跤的情形呢？
You see, Habakkuk had a problem.
你看到哈巴谷面临一些困难。
He was living in a very, very dreadful time.
哈巴谷活在一个非常糟糕的年代。
You know, when David had been the king of Israel, he had been a good king.
当大卫是以色列王的时候，他是一个好王。
Because the people followed the example of David and they obeyed God's commands.
当时的百姓以大卫王为榜样，他们谨守遵行神的诫命。
David was a man after God's own heart.
大卫是一位合神心意的王。
But you know, the kings that succeeded him were not like David.
但是大卫后面的王却不是这样了。
And as a result, the people had turned away from worshiping the true God.
结果啊，当时的百姓就开始离弃神。
They had started worshiping idols.
他们开始敬拜偶像。
They had flagrantly disobeyed and broken God's laws.
他们经常的违背神的律法。
There was violence, there was crime, there was injustice in the whole land.
到处充满了暴力、罪恶、不公。
Destruction and strife and hatred was the rule of the day.
当时到处也是毁坏、冲突、愤怒和愤恨。
And Habakkuk the prophet, he was deeply, deeply grieved when he noticed all of that.
先知哈巴谷看到这些情形充满了悲伤和不安。
I'm sure you can identify with this situation.
我相信你现在应该可以认同这样的经历。
Isn't this pretty much what we are experiencing in our country today?
这不是我们现在这个国家正在经历的情形吗？
You know, America is no longer the country that it used to be.
美国已经不再是从前的美国。
As a nation, we have forsaken God.
作为一个国家，我们已经离弃了神。
We too have flagrantly violated the commandments of God.
我们同样的，常常的违反神的诫命。
We have rebelled against the rule of God, and we have put ourselves in his place.
我们常常背叛他对我们的统治，而且我们以自我来取代神。
Every man wants to do what he wants to do.
个人按照他心中所喜好的去行。
And now we are reaping the results of what we have sown.
我们现在就在收割我们以前种下的种子。
And you know,We as God's people need to be concerned about this. We need to be deeply disturbed.
你知道我们作为神的子民，我们应该为国家的这种状况感到悲伤和不安。
Habakkuk was deeply, deeply hurt in his spirit when he saw all of this.
哈巴谷深深地受到了一些伤害，当他看到这些情形的时候，他很难过。
And I think,You might understand that situation too because you too are distressed, you too are stressed out.
我相信你也会感同身受，因为我们也经历类似的事情。
Now Habakkuk does the right thing.
哈巴谷做了一件正确的事情。
He comes directly to God with his personal need in his life.
哈巴谷直接的来到神的面前，因为个人的困惑向神来呼求。
Yes, he was a prophet.
的确，他是一位先知。
But that did not exempt him from all the problems that the people were facing.
但作为一位先知，也无法避免他自己的一些困惑。
So Habakkuk turns to God.
所以哈巴谷开始转向神。
So let's look at this passage again and hear from his own lips what he's saying.
让我们打开圣经来看看哈巴谷是怎么说的。
Verse 1.
第一节。
The oracle or the word that Habakkuk the prophet received.
先知哈巴谷所得的默示。
Let me just stop here and say, this book talks about a message that God had not for the people, but a message directly to one man, and that man was Habakkuk.
我这里想停一下，这个信息是不是直接给百姓，而是直接给哈巴谷本人的。
This was what God wanted to say to Habakkuk personally.
这是神想同哈巴谷亲自说的话。
And so here's the reply of Habakkuk.
这是哈巴谷的回答。
How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry to you violence, but you do not save?
他说，耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。
Why do you make me look at injustice?
你为何使我看见罪孽？
Why do you tolerate wrong?
为何你看到奸恶而不理呢？
Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds.
毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相斗的事。
Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails.
因此律法放松，公理也不显明。
The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted.
恶人围困义人，所以公理显然颠倒。
Habakkuk talks about an age-old problem that has continued over all these centuries.
哈巴谷正在说一个非常古老的问题，是很多年的问题。
What problem was that?
这是个什么问题呢?
He says, why does God tolerate evil?
为什么神会容忍邪恶?
Why doesn't he stop it?
为什么神不阻止罪恶呢?
Isn't God a God of justice?
难道神不是一位公义的神吗?
Have you ever heard this before?
你听过这样类似的问题吗?
I'm sure you have.
我肯定你有的。
If there is a God in heaven, why does he not deal with all the terrible things that we are experiencing in our world today?
如果天上有一位神，他为什么对我们这些可怕的问题置之不理呢？
All the crime, all the wars, all the suffering of innocent children.
那些所有的犯罪，所有的战争，还有那些无辜受苦的儿童。
All the problems of health, there's cancer, now there's COVID, and all these other things that invade our lives.
还有这些癌症、病症，还有目前我们现在正在经历的这种疫情。
This is an old problem.
这是一些很大的问题。
In fact, we have a whole book in the Bible, the book of Job, that talks about this in 42 chapters.
事实上，圣经里面的约伯书用了42章的篇幅来处理这个问题。
So Habakkuk, he pours out his heart to God.
所以哈巴谷在这里向神敞开心怀来倾诉。
And at the same time, you can hear how he is impatient why God hasn't done anything.
同时，你可以感受到哈巴谷对神对这些问题置之不理，感到有一些不满。
And he says, how long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen?
耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？
Or I cry to you, violence, but you do not save.
我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救吗？
Why do you make me look at injustice?
你为何使我看见罪孽？
Why do you tolerate wrong?
为什么你可以看到奸恶不理呢？
See, Habakkuk had a real problem.
你看到了吗？哈巴谷正在面临一个真正的问题。
And he starts to argue with God about this.
他开始跟神争论这些问题。
This is a dialogue between God and Habakkuk.
这是神跟哈巴谷之间的这种对话。
And he is very honest.
他非常诚实。
Because as he thinks in his heart, so he mentions that to God.
当他开始在考虑这些问题的时候，他就向神来倾诉。
This reminds me of something that happened many, many years later.
这让我能够想起在很多年后所发生的事情。
It was an experience that the disciples had when they were with Jesus in a boat crossing the Lake of Galilee.
这是当时的门徒和耶稣一起坐船穿越加利利海的经历。
You remember the story how all of a sudden there was a big wind and a storm and big waves.
你记得当时他们正在经历一场非常凶猛的风暴。
And even these experienced and seasoned fishermen, they became so frightened.
甚至这些经验丰富的渔夫都会感到惊慌失措。
What was Jesus doing when they were going through this experience?
当他们经历这些风暴的时候，耶稣在干什么呢？
Remember?
记得吗？
He was asleep.
他在睡觉。
And so they rush to him and they shake him and they say, Master, don't you care if we drown?
他们就冲向耶稣，然后他们就摇醒睡梦中的耶稣，就对他说，夫子，你不管我们的死活吗？
And they awaken Jesus and Jesus speaks one word and the wind stops and the waves become little again.
他们把耶稣摇醒，耶稣只说了一句话。然后就风平浪静了。
Everything is calm again.
一切都恢复了正常，平静了。
Did Jesus care while they were going through that storm?
耶稣难道不关心他们吗？
Of course he did.
当然关心了。
God always cares.
神永远在关心我们。
No matter what storm we're going through, God cares.
无论什么样的风暴我们在经历，他总是会关爱的。
But here with Habakkuk, it was a little different.
这里的哈巴谷的情形有一些不一样。
We find something else, and this is perhaps more frightening than what the disciples experienced.
对，我们这里看到一些和当时的门徒不太一样的事情。
When Habakkuk called out to God,There was no answer. There was only silence.
当哈巴谷向神呼求的时候，他得不到任何的回答，只有沉默。
He says, "How long, O Lord, must I call, but you do not listen?"
他向神呼求说：“耶和华，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？”
He calls, but there's silence, total silence.
哈巴谷呼求，得到的却是沉默。完全的沉默。
The voice of God that he had heard in the past so often, all of a sudden is not there anymore.
他过去常常熟悉的听到的那个神的声音，这一次再也没有了。
This was a challenge to Habakkuk's faith.
这对哈巴谷的信心是一个不小的挑战。
I'm not sure whether you have ever experienced the same kind of thing.
我不知道在你们当中，你们有没有经历过类似的事情。
You have a problem and you call on God.
你遇到一些问题，你向神呼求。
But there's silence.
但是没有声音。
It seems as if God is dead or God is deaf. There's no answer.
好像神已经死了，或者他的耳朵聋了，就是没有任何的回答。
Now there is a time the Bible tells us when God turns a deaf ear to our prayers.
在圣经里面的确教导，有些时候神对我们的祷告会充耳不闻。
When he is silent, and even When we pray, he pays no attention to it.
甚至当我们在祷告的时候，他就没有任何的回答。
When is that?
到底是什么时候会发生这样的事？
In Isaiah 59, we read this.
在以赛亚书59章，我们读到这些。
In verses 1 and 2, it says, Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear.
在以赛亚书59章1到2节说，耶和华的膀臂并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见。
But your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you.So that he will not hear.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
But you know, this was not really Habakkuk's problem.
这真的是哈巴谷的问题，这不是哈巴谷的问题。
Habakkuk was not like Jonah running away from God.
哈巴谷不像约拿一样，是个逃离神的先知。
Habakkuk was genuinely exercised about the sinfulness of his own people.
哈巴谷是真诚的，因为本国的百姓的罪孽而感到困惑。
He had firsthand witnessed the downward spiral of his nation.
他亲眼目睹本国的百姓道德下滑的这种过程。
And this was of tremendous concern to him.
这个带来极大的困惑。
And as a man of God, he was deeply grieved in his spirit when he saw the evil of all of his people.
作为一个属神的先知，当他看到罪恶的一面的时候，他心里感到极大的忧伤。
He was the conscience of the nation, and he wondered, why doesn't God do something about this?
他作为国家的这种良心的标准，他一直在彷徨，神为什么不干预？他对神的抱怨。
So his complaint to God is, why don't you leave the people that have sinned against you unpunished?
他对神的抱怨说，为什么神的百姓犯罪却不受罚呢？
So he cried to God to do something about this.
因为他向神呼叫，求神采取行动。
But what kind of an answer does he receive from God?
但他得到了什么样的答案呢？
Nothing.
没有。
There's only silence.
只有沉默。
You know, there's nothing worse than getting the silent treatment.
没有比这个沉默更糟糕的了。
I remember something that happened early in my marriage.
我记得在我的婚姻的早期发生过一些事情。
We have just celebrated our 65th wedding anniversary.
我们刚刚度过了65年的结婚周年纪念日。
We were married in Taiwan.
我们在台湾结的婚。
And then we flew to Hong Kong for our honeymoon.
我们到香港去度蜜月。
And I think it was on the second day of our honeymoon that this happened.
这是发生在第二天的蜜月的期间。
For those of you who know Hong Kong, you know Nathan Road.
如果你们对香港的弥敦道熟悉的话，
We were standing at a bus stop, my young new wife and I.
我们站在巴士的这个站上，我和我年轻的妻子在那里等。
And something had been said, I don't remember what it was.
我们当时说了些什么话，我不太记得说了什么了。
And so I said, I'm going to give my wife the silent treatment.
我决定对我的太太保持沉默。
I'll just turn quiet. I will not say anything.
我就是闭上我的嘴巴，什么也不说。
My wife stopped me immediately.
I'm sorry.
My wife stopped me immediately.
哦，我太太马上就瞪着我。
She said, "We are not going to have that in our marriage."
我们绝对不能在我们的婚姻当中出现这种情形。
If we have a problem.We need to resolve it. We need to talk about it, but no silent treatment.
如果我们遇到困难，我们要去讨论，要解决它，但是绝对不可以沉默。
What do you do when God does not speak to you?
当神不向你说话的时候，你会有什么反应呢？
The prophet Isaiah must have understood this.
先知以赛亚一定明白这一点。
Because this is what he writes in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10.
在以赛亚书第五十章二十节，第十节他说，
Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant?
你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人的话呢？
That was Habakkuk. He feared God and he obeyed him.
这就是哈巴谷，他敬畏神，他遵从他的话。
Now look what follows.
看看后面接的什么。
Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
后面说，这人行在暗中，没有亮光，当依靠耶和华的名，依赖自己的神。
Habakkuk was walking with God.
哈巴谷与神同行。
He was committed to obey his word.
他定义遵行神的话语。
And yet everything around him was darkness.
但是他的周围所有的一切都是黑暗。
There was no light.
这里没有光。
Because God did not speak.
因为神不说话。
And when God does not speak, there's no light.
当神不说话的时候，就没有光。
The Bible tells us that the entrance of the Word of God gives us light.
圣经告诉我们，神的话语带给我们亮光。
Now, can you put yourself into Habakkuk's shoes for a moment?
你能够和哈巴谷感同身受吗？
Have you been there when the circumstances in your life came upon you and you felt exactly the same way?
在你的人生经历当中，有没有一些事情临到你，你可以感觉有类似的感觉呢？
You really desire to please God.
你真的很想讨神的喜悦。
You were committed to have fellowship with him.
而且你决定要与神同心同行。
And then all of a sudden you were in the dark.
但是突然间你就掉入到一个黑暗的当中。
You cried to God, but there was no answer.
你向神哭泣，但是却没有答案。
Have you ever experienced this?
你有没有过类似的经历呢？
Everything is going fine in your life.
好，一切事情都很顺利，在你的生活当中。
And then all of a sudden something happens.
突然间有些事情发生了。
It comes to you from an unexpected source.
从一些你出乎意料的情况突然临到你的身上。
Perhaps it was an unexpected phone call that you received.
打个比方说，可能是一个意外的电话。
Or it was an email or something that came to you as a notice to you.
突然好像是一封电子邮件不期而遇的来到你的身上。
Maybe when your teenager made a decision and you were shocked when you heard about that.
也许也是你的青少年的孩子做出一个出乎意料的决定让你非常的震惊。
Maybe it was the result of an X-ray or an MRI.
也许是医院的 X 光照射和 MRI 扫描的结果。
Or maybe it was a sudden problem, a misunderstanding in your marriage.
也许是你婚姻当中忽然发生的一些误会。
You don't know what to do.
你不知道怎么去处理。
You tried your best to solve the problem, and finally, you just run out of gas.
你尽力的想解决一切的问题，但是最后却精力耗尽。
And then you cry to God and you say, God, don't you care about me?
你就向神哭泣说，难道你不在乎我吗？
Now Isaiah says, I've got an answer for you.
以赛亚说，我有一个回答。
Is this the time when you are to throw away your faith and say, God doesn't exist because I can't trust him anymore?
这是不是一个时候我们应该把神撇在一边，我们不能再信靠你了呢？
You begin doubting God.
你开始怀疑神。
No, Habakkuk says, I'll tell you what you need to do.
哈巴谷说，不是的，我告诉你该怎么做。
He says, when you're in that situation, let him trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God.
他说，在这个时候，我们应当依靠耶和华的名，依赖自己的神。
You know, God wants your faith to grow and to become strong through these circumstances.
神希望透过这些处境，让你的信心变得更加的坚强，而且得到成长。
And this is exactly what faith means.
这就是信心的真实的含义。
You know, I don't have to tell you this, but the Chinese character for faith really explains this so beautifully.
对 我想告诉你，中国的文字对这个信的描述是非常的非常的传神。
And those of you who are teenagers and have never learned the Chinese language, you've just learned the alphabet. I have to explain that to you.
对，对那些在座的青少年，你可能只是学了这种字母的文字，我可能要多做一点的解释。
There are two components to the Chinese character for faith or belief.
对中国文字里面的信包括两个部分。
One is the symbol for man, and the other one is the symbol for word.
一部分是人字，另外一部分是言字。
But instead of the man standing straight, it shows a man who's leaning on something. He's leaning on the word.
但是这个人看起来不是直立的，好像这个人是斜靠在信上，在言上。
So in that character, we can see.That when we lean on what somebody has said, that means we believe in him.
从这方面来看，这个人靠在某个人所说的话上面，这就是这个人信靠这个人所说的话。
And for us as believers, even when we don't have light, when we cannot see, when we cannot understand, we need to lean on something.
我们作为神的儿女，我们虽然看不到光，我们虽然处在黑暗当中，但是我们仍然要信靠神所说出的一切话。
And whom do we lean on?
我们应该依靠谁呢？
We count on God by leaning and trusting in his word and his promises.
我们需要依靠耶和华所说出的一切话和他的应许。
God allows problems and difficulties to come into our lives in order to test our faith.
神允许问题和困难进入到我们的生活当中来考验我们的信仰。
He wants our faith to grow because he wants to produce qualities in our life that can come from nowhere else.
他希望我们的信心经过磨练可以产生出成长的品格。这是其他方法没有办法达到的。
How does an athlete develop his muscles?
一个运动员怎么样使他的肌肉开始变得更发达呢？
He always has to have something that creates resistance in order to make him strong.
运动员肌肉发达的唯一的方法就是经过阻力的训练。
And a weightlifter, he constantly adds more weight in order to make his muscles even stronger.
有一个举重运动员要使他的肌肉更加增长，他必须不断的加砝码。
So we as followers of the Lord Jesus, if we want our faith to grow, we need to encounter difficulties.
我们作为基督的跟随者，基督徒，我们也需要透过困境来使我们的信心得到增长。
This is what Peter says in 1 Peter 1 verses 6 and 7.
这是彼得在彼得前书 一章六到七节所说的话。
He said, In this salvation, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
因此你们是有大喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们信心被试验。
These have come so that your faithOf greater worth than gold, which perishes even through, though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Does God create these problems or does he allow them?
是神创造这些问题，他允许这些问题发生吗？
Shouldn't he make life easier for us when we become followers of the Lord Jesus?
神不应该使我们这些跟随基督的人生活变得更轻松一点吗？
But you know, this is not the Bible way.
这不是圣经的教导。
Our faith does not become stronger or better if we live in five-star hotels.
我们的信心在五星级酒店里面不会成长的。
We become stronger in our faith when we face challenges and difficulties that make us depend and rely on God.
我们的信心只有在我们遇到很多的挑战的时候，反而会变得更加的强壮。
You know, a number of years ago, I was in Shenyang, Liaoning province in northern China.
在很多年前，在中国的北部，我和一位沈阳辽宁的牧师对话。
And one Sunday morning, I attended a worship service where there were many, many people. I think about 2,000 people in that church building.
有一个早上，我参加他们的主日敬拜，发现有很多人来参加，估计有2000多人。
And after the service, I talked to the pastor and I said, you have a very large church here.
在崇拜之后，我和牧师交谈，我就说你们的会众人数真的很多。
And he smiled and he said, we actually have 4 services like that every Sunday morning.
他笑着对我说，他说其实我们的早上敬拜有4场同样的人数。
So then I said,You mean you have about 8,000 people in your church?
然后我就跟他问他说，难道你们有8000多个会众吗？
And he smiled again.
他同样的对我微笑。
And he said, no, we actually have 22,000.
事实上呢，我们有22,000个会众。
He said, we have averaged 1,000 baptisms every year for the past 20 years.
事实上在过去的20年当中，每年大概有1000人受洗。
I said, why has your church grown so fast?
我就问他，为什么你的教会会增长得如此的迅速？
And he gave me 3 reasons.
他给我3个原因。
But the one reason that he said was because of suffering and persecution.
其中一个原因就是这种逼迫和困难。
And he said, when you pray for us, don't ever pray that the persecution will stop.
如果你有机会为我们祷告，千万不要祷告让我们的逼迫消失。
Because that helps our faith to grow.
因为这可以让我们的信心得到成长。
And then he added one more thing.
他加了另外一个。
He said, I also pray for the church in America.
他说我也为美国的教会在祷告。
I said, what do you pray for?
我就问他，你为美国教会祷告什么？
He said, I'm praying that persecution will begin so that the American church will get a stronger faith.
我祷告说美国的教会也开始面临逼迫，所以他们的信心也开始增长。
You know, I think God is beginning to answer his prayer.
我真的意识到神已经在听他的祷告。
And I believe that there's some very, very difficult days lying ahead of us.
我相信在我们面前，前面会有非常非常的困难的情况。
And that is all the more reason why our faith must be built and become stronger.
这就是我们的信心为什么要变得更加的坚强的原因。
Now in the final moments, let's get back to Habakkuk.
在最后的一段，我们回到哈巴谷书。
God answers Habakkuk's.
神回答了哈巴谷。
You know, God always answers. He always does in his own time.
他总是会回答的，不过是按他的时间。
Look at verse 5.
我们看第五节。
Here God is speaking.
耶和华说,
Look at the nations and watch, and be amazed, for I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told.
耶和华说：“你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。”
You know, when God said this to Habakkuk, it must have brought a great thrill into his life.
当神向哈巴谷说这些话的时候，哈巴谷第一次听到，他一定会很兴奋。
He probably jumped up and shouted, Hallelujah! Finally, God is going to do something.
他可能会兴奋到一个地步，跳起来，甚至说哈利路亚，他神终于采取行动。
And Habakkuk knew in his heart that when God does something, it's amazing, it's breathtaking, it's inspiring. Wow, God is working.
因为哈巴谷深深地明白，当神开始做事的时候，一定是令人惊讶的、令人惊奇的，而且令人鼓舞的。
So Habakkuk was greatly elated, filled with joy.
哈巴谷真的是兴高采烈。
But you know what God said?
但是你知道神说了些什么吗？
He said, I'm going to do something in your days that you will not believe, even if you were told.
神说了，他说："因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。"
And you know, this is often why God does not tell us everything He will do.
这就是为什么神不告诉我们他将会做的一切事。
Because if we would find out what God would do, we wouldn't believe Him.
如果我们知道神要做这些事的时候，我们就不会相信他。
Because God's ways are higher than our ways.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts.
他的意念远远高过我们的意念。
And often we do not understand what is in God's mind that is good for us.
有时候我们不知道神在想什么，其实对我们是有好处的。
So God said to Habakkuk, "You won't believe when I tell you."
所以神告诉哈巴谷说："我告诉你的时候，你将不会相信。"
And that's exactly what happened. You look at the next verse.
这就是下面要发生的事情。你看下面第六节。
And here God says, "I'm going to raise up the Babylonians, the Chaldeans, to come and punish the people of Israel for their sin."
他在第六节说："我必然会兴起加勒底人，就是那残暴、残忍之民，来惩罚以色列民众。"
Every knew how cruel the Babylonians were.
你知道他们是多么的残忍、多么的残暴吗？
And Habakkuk can hardly believe what he is hearing.
他几乎不敢相信神会这样子来说。
That God is going to use the Babylonians to punish God's people.
他神会兴起巴比伦人来惩罚他的百姓。
This utterly ruthless, violent, sinful people, 10 times worse than Judah.
这些人是冷酷的、残暴的、邪恶的人，甚至比犹大人还要邪恶十倍。
It's like God using a dirty broom to clean the place for his people.
难道神会用这把肮脏的扫把来打扫他百姓的地方吗？
Incredible. He says, I can't believe what God is saying.
真的是难以置信。
But that's exactly what God has said. If I tell you, you will not believe what I'm going to do.
但这就是神所说的话。他说，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
Brothers and sisters, God is allowing us to go through some very difficult days.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神允许我们的生活当中经历巨大的困难。
You might not understand or even question God, what is happening?
你可能不是很了解，你甚至开始怀疑神为什么会这样做。
But I want to assure you today that God wants to build your faith.
但是我今天想让你来保证，神希望透过这些困境来建立我们的信心。
And he wants you to look at every obstacle, every difficult situation as an opportunity for God to make your faith stronger.
他希望我们能够利用我们所经历的任何的困难作为我们信心成长的踏脚石。
And why does he do that?
他为什么要做这些事呢？
Because he loves you.
因为他爱我们。
You remember the meaning of the word Habakkuk?
你还记得哈巴谷的名字的意思吗？
It means God is embracing.
呀，神正在拥抱我们。
And God embraces us no matter what our circumstances are.
神会在任何的处境当中，他都会拥抱我们。
So that even if you face troubles, even if you walk in the dark, you can trust and rely on God.
即便是我们的信心正在困境当中，甚至在黑暗当中，他仍然需要我们来信靠他。
So look at each new day that God gives to you.
看看每天神给你的新的一天。
And even as we have just sung, thank God for his faithfulness.
我们应当每天向他的信实和广大来感恩。
And say, Lord, you want to build my faith and I will rely on you.
哦，主啊，你要建立我的信心，所以我要全心的信靠你。
Let me pray with you.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你的话语。
Thank you that it teaches us.
谢谢你来教导我们。
And it enables us to understand your purposes for our life.
使我们明白我们生命的目的。
And Lord, we thank you also for tough situations we will encounter.
我们也感谢你允许这些困境发生在我们的身上。
And we want our faith to grow.
我希望我们的信心透过这些困境得到成长。
So enable us not to trust in our own strength, but in you.
求你帮助我们不要信靠我们自己的能力，而是完全的信靠你。
We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And God bless you richly.
愿神厚厚的祝福大家。
谢谢你 Pastor Hans.
Thank you, Pastor Hans.